What is up, everybody? I am Ant, and I'm joined by my good friend and longtime co-host,
Carlos Caribbean cool.
Carlos Caribbean Cool. How are things in the Caribbean, Carlos?
Cold.
Cool. It was pouring rain over in my parts in New England over here. Yeah, terrible day. A lot of rain, but I did. I do like rain, and I do feel like we needed some of it because we were in a drought. So happy to have that rain. But I'm glad things are cool in the Caribbean. Things are cool over here. And I hope things are cool with all of my listeners and everybody who is checking us out on YouTube or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening. Thank you. We are here to cover, well, we are the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast, first of all. We are your go-to for everything pro wrestling related, and it's all uncensored, so we don't give a fuck what the mother fucker say or what any motherfucking person thinks. Uncooked, uncorked, unmother fucking
Fucking censor.
thank you, sir. There you go. So, yeah, so we are here to cover WWE SmackDown from September 16th, 2022, live in Anaheim, California.
Anaheim.
Anaheim, close to Disney World.
Oh,
Very
really?
close. Yes, sir. Go to Space Mountain.
I've never been to Disney World before. I've only been to Disney Springs.
I got engaged in Disney Springs.
Oh, really? Nice.
I
Disney
sure
Springs
did.
for like, I mean, all the stores and stuff, but I never been to Disney World, like with the part with the I love roller coasters, by the way. I love like all those like all rides, like roller coasters. I don't even scream. I just like it's fun to me, honestly.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I'm terrified of coasters. Give me the teacups. I
Oh my God. Are
I
you
did.
not you're lying to me right now? What?
I don't. Yeah, and I did brave Splash Mountain though, so I did do that. So, and
Puppy said,
that was fun.
"Oh, the
But
teacup."
speaking about people having to brave some things coming up soon, Logan Paul comes out to the ring, and
Oh, okay. Let's start SmackDown then. I didn't even know.
yes.
Okay,
Yeah, see, I would see, Carlos, I'm bringing things in.
you just like to change conversations quickly. We just jumped from roller coasters to from teacups to freaking Logan Paul coming out to them.
I think I'm trying to cover the fact that I just told the whole entire world that I'd rather do a teacup ride than a intense, insane roller coaster. But that's cool. That's all right. Everyone's unique and different. That's cool. But Logan Paul is also unique and different. And he basically says that. So, backstory here, Roman Reigns is on Logan Paul's podcast. And I guess when Roman Reigns left, Logan Paul tweeted some things out basically saying that he wouldn't mind.
No, like literally, like when he left, so literally, like on live on the podcast, like he said it like himself. He was like, "I'll beat that man. If I feel me against him, I'll beat him."
Oh, okay. So on the podcast, thank you, Carlos. Carlos knows more about this here. I'm the old guy. It's time
I
to teach.
but Roman was really good on the podcast. He like pretty much went through everything, but like, you could tell that those guys were all getting on his nerves. Like you could tell Roman was getting annoyed, like very annoyed.
Okay.
Like throughout the whole podcast, you could tell because they weren't like taking shots at him, but like they were just like getting annoying him. You could tell.
Well, he basically says that he, being Logan Paul, that he challenged Roman Reigns while he was on the podcast. Well, he didn't challenge him. He basically said that he would beat him up. He says that he has set up a press conference for Las Vegas between himself and Roman Reigns. And, maybe he will challenge Roman Reigns at that press conference. Before he can go on, Paul Heyman, Sami Zayn, and the Bloodline come out to the ring. And basically, Paul's gets in the ring and he shakes Logan's hand and he tells the Bloodline, "Let me handle this." Paul says, "Anyone outside of WWE who could be a Paul Heyman guy, it would be you." He goes, "Your brother Jake Paul picked a fight with Anderson Silva, who is going to knock him out." And he said, "You shouldn't have opened your mouth about the tribal chief Roman Reigns." Logan says, "Are you afraid that at the press conference I will challenge Roman for the title?" He says, "You assume Roman would smash me. But what if he doesn't? What if I nail one lucky shot and drop your tribal chief like a sack of potatoes and become the universal champion? And then Paul says, now I have to handle you. And he basically goes solo. And then Solo gets on the apron, but then Sammy gets in the ring and Sammy says, I got this. Roman should have let me handle this situation with Logan Paul. And then Paul's like, fine, go ahead. Paul was like, go for it, Sammy. And Sammy goes to confront Logan Paul, but then Logan Paul punches Sami Zayn and he runs out of the ring after the Bloodline runs in. And Ricochet then runs down to support Logan Paul. And we then have our match, Ricochet with Logan Paul versus Sami Zayn. So, what do you think, though, about the potential idea at this point? We do know that Logan is going to fight Roman Reigns at Crown Jewel, but do you think not Roman, Logan is a worthy contender? A lot of people laugh at Crown Jewel because they say it's pretty much whatever the Prince of Saudi Arabia's dream matches are. So I don't really think there's a lot of theory going into Logan Paul fighting Reigns. I think it's more about, them wanting Saudi Arabia wanting to see Logan Paul fight Reigns. But what do you think? Do you think he's a worthy challenger?
I mean, it's gonna be a big money match, but no, I don't think that he's a worthy challenger. He only had like one match so far, like two, but still, I don't. He it's gonna be a big money match. They're both gonna get big paychecks, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna be an idiot and critique it before it happens. I do think that they will put on a really good show.
But like, what Logan Paul could pull off against Roman in like a match.
I think he'll be able to do some high flying offense because you saw him, take on the Mysterios and then he did fight the Miz. And I think we'll see a lot more. I think he will bring more because he knows that this is a. He said it himself that like professional wrestling is like more fucked on your mind than any other sport because it's a huge mind game. So I do think he takes it seriously. And I do think it will be a good match. But again, I think you and I both can agree that's kind of just put there for Saudi Arabia. But. Yeah, I mean, so I'm excited that Roman will defend the title. That will be a good thing to see. But yeah, other than that, we'll just have to wait and see. Time will tell. But let's talk about this match, Ricochet taking on Sami Zayn. The match starts with Ricochet nailing a Hurricanrana and dropkick to Sammy outside to the outside. Sammy then pushes Ricochet off the top rope, sending him into the railing outside of the ring. Ricochet then nails a springboard crossbody and gets a two count. And then this funny segment, Paul Heyman accidentally pours soda on Michael Cole's desk. And then Cole is like, you poured soda. And then Paul Heyman just pours it everywhere. And Cole's pissed. Sammy then nails a nice suplex, but Jay rolls in the ring, distracting him. Sammy gets in Jay's face outside of the ring, which was a pivotal moment in this match, I think. And Ricochet nails a dive to the outside on everyone. And then Ricochet nails a shooting star press and gets a three count. But we seem to have seen a rift between Sami Zayn and Jay. Finally, the crowd popped after the match. Madcap Moss ran down to the ring with a steel chair to stand alongside Ricochet and Logan Paul to fend off the Bloodline. Moss has a title match against Solo later. But what did you think of the match? And what do you think about the? We're starting to see the cracks in the Bloodline. We're starting to see Sammy finally find his voice. What do you think about the match and Sammy confronting Jay?
Match is okay. I mean, I like the way that they're building this whole Bloodline thing.
I thought it was okay. Too, Ricochet always looked good. I'm not really a big Madcap Moss fan. Honestly, so when I saw him come out to help, I was like, oh, great. But, it is what it is. Moving on, we get a Karrion Kross and Scarlett promo. Kross basically says, after I put Drew in the chokehold, you let go. Karrion says, I changed timelines and rewrite history. You will be on a continuous loop, and I'll make sure you never get out. So, some real strong. Scary words there from Karrion Kross. Drew McIntyre, dude, like he's on the hunt for you. And yeah, what do you think of Karrion Kross and Drew McIntyre?
That's gonna be a good feud, but I feel like Karrion Kross should be wrestling more. I'm tired of all these like promos already.
Yeah, he wrestled a lot more in NXT, so I'm surprised why they're not using him more. Maybe they are trying to save him. I don't know, but I do agree that he should be wrestling a bit more if he's gonna, if his word is gonna really start to mean anything.
One thing though, so I feel like the way that they're using Karrion Kross now should have been the way that they used Cody. It's because like look, when Cody debuted, like they had him wrestling almost every week on Raw.
Yeah.
I feel like they should have used him like instead of wrestling every week, like just promos or like backstage stuff and then like wait for the pay-per-views to have a match. Because like him wrestling every week on Raw is like kinda like they're overusing him. And like with Karrion Kross, they're doing it totally the way that I feel like they should have been Cody. Like don't use him too much. We're gonna get like sick of him. He's, fans turn on wrestlers easily these days. Liv Morgan, friggin' Seth Rollins to happen, Damian Priest. The fans like they have a short attention. Not us, but like the fans these days have like short attention spans for like people, and I guess they just like I don't know. I feel like one well event like if they keep on using Cody the way they have before, like when he first came back, like they're gonna get tired of him, and then hopefully they don't. I really hope they don't. And then like they're gonna turn on him. Then he's gonna start getting booed. And then he's gonna turn heel, and
I agree with you. I'm feeling like they're gonna have to basically I think they're gonna have to figure it out with him because I do think that I do hear you about Cody, how they sort of maybe might have pushed him a bit too strong too fast, like by having him.
Not pushed him, but like I love Cody. That's why I love Cody. It's not I don't have it's like I don't want the same thing to happen to him that happened to all the other guys before. Like look, having him on wrestling on Raw every week and then all these live events are gonna like either drain him out or they're gonna fans are gonna turn on him like, oh, I gotta see him again. Like I don't know, it always happens these days. I don't like that. I don't like how it happens. Like it happened to Liv, it happened to Seth Rollins, it's just a few names that it's happened to.
Yep.
But it's like they're doing good, but they're doing good. I guess like they're probably trying to stop that from happening of having him do promos instead of having a match every week. They're trying to like, I mean, he's a heel, though, I assume, right? He's a heel.
Who?
Karrion Kross.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
that's the fans are supposed to hate him, but like with the faces though, like don't you a guy like Cody should be like he's a valuable asset, honestly, in my opinion. Like he's a main eventer in my eyes. And like a guy like that, like shouldn't be like overused every like only pay-per-views, or maybe a match the night after a pay-per-view, but that's it. Not like every week, like they were like doing The Miz versus him, Kevin Owens versus him, freaking Austin Theory versus like no, I don't know, I don't know.
I feel you. Well,
You get what I'm saying though, right?
I
100%.
do get it. No, I do feel you. Like, I do think that, like, I think it's a hard thing with Cody because I
I think
feel
like I think like their thing was like they were so excited to have him back, like they got to use him every single way, and like they want to get like eyes on the product. I get that, but you don't overuse him either, you know?
But I do think too, I will say though that there would also be the fight on the other side of that. The fight would be, well, then you're not using him enough, right? Because then there's going to
Nope.
be people who then would say, oh, well, you're stupid to leave AEW because you're not being used. You know what I'm saying? So I
Guys,
see
leave your
both.
opinions about this in the comments. I want to hear what you guys think too.
Yeah, let us know. I think. For me, I don't really have any bone to pick in this case. But I do see your side where, maybe like a slow that he didn't have to fight everybody right away. He didn't,
I just hope when he comes back, he gets a little bit of a different, And part of the reason that he got injured is because of that. He's look. He got injured by he they said that he first got injured between the with the brawl with Seth Rollins on Raw. If they never had that brawl, he would have never got injured in the first place, you know?
I hear you.
I
Well,
mean, they
let's
said
move
to
on
start
for the
this.
sake of time.
Okay,
But I
fair.
do hear you, though. I do. Cody Rhodes, listen,
I want to make an episode just talking about that.
I thought Cody was coming back the other night. But anyways,
Really?
yeah, I don't
How?
know what's wrong with me.
What
So
happened?
We then see, oh, what do you mean what happened? Like, oh, who
No, like, what made you think that?
I think it was, what was it about? Something happened. It might have been,
I say Royal Rumble.
you say Royal Rumble? Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Also,
probably.
I think Cena might be making an appearance at Royal Rumble too in the match.
Maybe these early predictions from Carlos here. Well, let's move on. So we see Max and Maxxine Dupri in the ring, and Max, as we are here, introduced the back to school collection. And they see the maximum male monsters show off, and Braun Strowman runs down and basically takes out all the models, well, both of them. And he has a powerbomb to Mansoir. Chad Gable comes out, and Otis attacks Braun Strowman from behind. Otis nails a running splash in the corner, and the World's Strongest Slam. However, Braun Strowman gets up and challenges Otis to come into the ring and fight him, but Otis and Chad back off. So Otis being able to overpower Braun Strowman tonight, what do you think?
Oh, this is a big guy, you know? I wasn't surprised. It's just like I don't know, like where they have Braun Strowman around that guy at all. I don't feel anything towards him.
Yeah, it's a weird situation. I agree. Like he came back, but there's no really hype. Like people are happy, but like Johnny Gargano is getting a huge, crowd reaction, and I think Braun is too. But Max and Maxine, man, I'm excited about Maxine. So we then have Damage Control come out to the ring, and Bayley introduces everyone to the tag team champions, Dakota Kai and Io Sky. And Bayley says that this is what greatness looks like. We have power, the power to win the titles, and the power to plow through anyone that gets in our way. Raquel comes out and calls them powerless, and she will be taking on Bayley tonight with Damage Control. So Damage Control now is basically just going to take over the women's division right now, I feel like. But let's go over the match first, and then we'll talk about our thoughts. So just some quick notes. Raquel charges into Io, sending her into Dakota Kai outside of the ring before the match starts. Bayley sends Raquel into the ring post, but Raquel nails a big boot. Damage Control distract Raquel, and Bayley nails a running knee to Raquel's leg. Raquel nails a fallaway slam and nails a second one. Damage Control distract Raquel. Raquel still is able to slam Dakota Kai onto Bayley and nails a flying elbow drop. However, Io rakes Raquel's eyes, and Bayley hits the rose plant and gets a three count. After the match, Damage Control attack Raquel until Shotzi runs out and makes a save for her friend. So Damage Control just taking over. What do you think of Shotzi making the save afterwards? Or is Shotzi going to take over for Aaliyah?
I don't care about Shotzi. After that situation that you told me about a couple weeks ago with Liv Morgan, I don't like her.
I don't know. I wonder what's gonna happen. I do
But that's Botchamania right
botch mania. I
there.
do like Damage Control though. I do like
Yeah, no,
Bayley.
they're on fire right now, though.
They really are. And Raquel Rodriguez is also one to look out for too. I mean, she's awesome as well. But we now have our next segment. It's pretty much Ronda Rousey and the SmackDown Women's Champion Liv Morgan having a face-to-face. And Liv says, I'm the only person to defeat you twice. Honestly, you should respect me. Instead, you say, I don't deserve to be the champion. Both times in our match, your shoulders were on your back. I want you, and I want this at Extreme Rules, and I want to be an Extreme Rules match. And Ronda says, you want this match with me? Fine, but it's your funeral. And she leaves. So what do you think? You think it's going to be Liv's funeral?
Honestly, I feel like Liv's nuts for this match. Like the she's like, why would you choose this type of match for against Ronda Rousey? I feel like, I hope Liv wins, but yeah, Ronda's probably gonna get like most the better of her a couple times.
Well, yeah, and I think Liv has a lot to prove because, the times that she won, they've been controversial. And I think, that might be her downfall because if you're fighting Ronda, you're fighting her in Extreme Rules. You're not just fighting her in a regular match.
Like, listen,
Shayna Baszler might be down her side.
If you meet Shayna clean, you should be able to beat Ronda easily, especially Extreme Rules when you have weapons to use.
So we'll see. This is kind of the make or break it for Liv Morgan, it seems like, at Extreme Rules.
I'm honestly patiently waiting for Charlotte Flair to come back. I've been hearing some rumors that she's like kind of, how do you say it, tempted to go to AEW.
Interesting.
That would be like a lot of money lost by WWE if they let her go like that, right?
I don't think they would. I think she's a WWE person.
Her man is over there though.
Yeah, but you know that, you know, so is Zelina Vega's.
You know damn well Charlotte's not gonna get the type of money that she's getting in WWE right now.
And who's to say that Andrade is gonna stay there forever? You know, a lot of wrestlers are unhappy there, so you know.
Yeah.
You know, and also too, you gotta look at it like this, just because, like, for example, like, just because someone works at a different wrestling company doesn't mean that it's the right company for you. You know, it might be the right company for the person you're with, who might have different wants and needs. But Charlotte is, like, in WWE's eyes, like the golden child of the women. And so when you're on that platform, the only time you're going to give it up is when you're not on that pedestal. And she's on that pedestal, and she's not going to give it up until she gets pushed off, and then she'll go and join AEW or some other place. But moving on, Drew McIntyre comes out and stands on the announce table, and Drew says, "Karrion Kross, unless you jump me from behind, you don't have the balls to step up to me. Time is running out for you. 3, 2, 1, lights out." And I'm wondering if he's challenging Karrion Kross to a lights out match, Extreme Rules, because that's pretty much Triple H's no holds barred match is a lights out match. But Drew and Kross are definitely gonna finally come to blows soon. I don't know when, I don't know where, but they're gonna go at it, and I'm excited. We then see Solo Sikoa backstage, and he basically says that Jey Uso is off of his game.
Oh, I love this part. Oh, yeah,
I'll talk about this. And then he asked Sammy if he's coming with him.
He said, "Jey, you're off the game tonight. Sammy, you coming?"
Again, planting seeds. You know, something's gonna happen. The bloodline's gonna break soon, and I feel like they might be
moving to like pushing Jey out.
It could be, but then that's gonna create cracks because, you know, you can't.
You really just want to see Sami Zayn versus Roman Reigns at Royal Rumble.
I do, because I think it realistically.
Oh, we already seen Roman defeat Sami easily clean. Sami's not going to be.
I know, but like, there's more of a big fight feel for Sami because there's more of a story to this. There's more of a reason to care about this match than when they fought. Whenever it was that they fought before, because now Sammy has more passion because he worked for Roman. He's done everything for Roman, and it's not enough. He wants to be a champion. He's never been WWE champion, and he might snap, you know. But right now, the fraction would be, okay, if Jey gets kicked out, his twin brother is not going to want to be without his brother. And that will cause a situation where the Usos might have an issue with Solo and Sammy, because Solo keeps... And I know brother wouldn't want to, but twins are different than brothers. You know, twins kind of have that one mind thing. But anyways, so we have the NXT North American title on the line. Solo Sikoa with Sami Zayn taking on Madcap Moss. And Solo nails a big kick and a headbutt to Moss. Moss sends Solo into the announce table, but then Solo sends Moss into the railing. Solo nails a huge spinning heel kick, belly to belly, and a running hip attack in the corner. A Samoan dropping, he gets a two count. That's Solo. Madcap nails a fallaway slam. However, Sami Zayn pulls Solo out of the way from Madcap Moss, and Moss chases Sammy around the ring. Solo nails a super kick and a spinning Solo, and Solo is still your NXT North American champion. I knew that was going to happen. They wouldn't give him the title, but you did hear he did vacate it, which I don't understand why they would even do that. But you know,
yeah, that was probably Triple H's first L as like CEO.
Well, I think it's probably because he's not going to be defending it on NXT anymore as much because he's going to be on the main roster. So it's kind of like, what's the
No,
point of having?
then just bring the title up to the main roster with them.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be the NXT. It would have to be the WWE North American title, and then they would have to
Okay,
get.
then do that.
Yeah, but then they'd have to make an NXT North American title again. You know what I'm saying? Because that's
NXT
their
doesn't
like
need a
intercontinental title.
NXT doesn't need that belt though.
But in Triple H's eyes, they do. They have they the only then the only title they would have is the NXT title. Not every wrestler is going to fight for the NXT title. Do you really think the friggin' what's the guy's name? Quincy Elliott really should be NXT champion? That'd be the only title he would fight for. Just saying. But anyways, moving on. Next week, we know that we have Otis taking on Braun Strowman, and we find out that the Undisputed Universal Champion Roman Reigns will be returning live. Excited to see that go down. That's exciting. But we are at our main event, the four-way number one contendership match for the WWE Unified Tag Team titles. Next week, the titles will be on the line. Hit Row with B-Fab taking on the New Day, Imperium with the Intercontinental Champion Gunther, and the Brawling Brutes with Sheamus. The Brawling Boots. So here are some notes from this match. Top Dollar launches Adonis onto everyone outside of the ring. Xavier Woods flies onto everyone, and then Kofi Kingston does the same. Butch pulls at Ludwig Kaiser's fingers and steps on his arms.
Wasn't me, but it was last week when they promoted this match. Wasn't the Street Profits on the promotion? Then they like changed it. I feel like they changed a
I
lot of
think so,
teams.
yeah, because I
Even
didn't.
Alpha Academy, I think were even on there too. I think they changed the whole match.
I think they put the Brutes and Imperium in place of Alpha and the Prophets.
Wonder why.
I don't know. But anyways, Xavier Woods hits Butch and Adrian Adonis, sorry, and Ashanti Adonis with a double DDT. Top Dollar slams Butch and the New Day members at the same time. Rich Hollins nails an Alabama slam to Top Dollar and gets a two. Imperium nails an Imperial bomb to Kofi Kingston, but Rich Hollins sends out Imperium members and he pins the Brawling Brutes. I'm sorry, he pins the New Day. And now the Brawling Brutes will take on the Usos for the Unified Tag Team titles next week on SmackDown. That was a lot to say. So, what did you think of the match? And do you think the Brawling Brutes are worthy contenders?
Great match, yes, and just a weird ending because, like, just when they were about to start celebrating, SmackDown just went off the air. Maybe they ran out of time or something? Maybe they went a little over, but like, literally, like when the bell rang, that's when the SmackDown just went off the air. I was like, "What the hell? You think like you're thinking of celebrate or something?" I don't know.
Yeah, I noticed that. It was like it was very just fast, like boom, like fast paced. And I was just like, okay, well, this is I guess this is what's happening. So
Are you not excited for the match? It's because you already know what the outcome is going to happen.
well,
Speak your mind, Ant. Come on.
I don't know. I mean, you could start to see some issues between the people.
What
Like you
is
could see, the meaning, like you could see, like maybe the Usos could lose, and there's an it, I don't know.
I feel like Imperium should have won.
I do too. I would love to see Imperium versus the Usos. That would be exciting. That maybe they're trying to save it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Oh, what was your favorite part of the show?
My favorite part of the show. For me, I really liked Corn. Now that's a meme going on. Do you ever see that?
No.
It's this little boy. They ask him, why does he like corn? And he goes, for me, I like corn. When I try it with butter, everything changed. It has the juice. I liked, let me look back at my notes to see, because it's like hard for me to remember because a lot's happened this week with WWE.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, I kind of liked the Liv Morgan and Ronda thing because I kind of am just like waiting to see what's going to happen with them. I don't know. And I also, I don't know. I wasn't really too keen on this week. I thought it was okay, but I just felt like there wasn't really much happening that left me like, oh my God, it was good. Like, I always like seeing damage control. Roman Reigns, will be back next week, so I'm excited about that. Maxxine Dupri looks good. But I feel like this episode, a lot of it was kind of just like filler. There wasn't really a lot to take from this. But what about you? What was your favorite moment from this week's SmackDown?
The backstage segment with the Usos and Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that part. I was like, wow.
The seeds are being planted, my friend.
It's just like Kevin Owens is like a whole in like a whole different story right now. Like what I thought he would be like play a part into this, but I guess not.
No, Kevin Owens is sort of doing his own thing, but remember, he did say to Roman Reigns that,
He
you
owes
still
no one. Roman doesn't owe him nothing. He doesn't owe anyone anything.
Oh, we'll see, man. Well, I mean, I don't know if Kevin Owens agrees with that, but
I mean,
that
Roman beat him like 3 times in a row. What the fuck does he owe him? Nothing.
well, listen, I will say the last time they fought, if Paul Heyman didn't take forever to unlock that fucking key, right? Who knows what would have happened? Because fucking, remember that whole situation? He was supposed to unlock the key and it took him like 10 hours to get it open.
Oh my God, stop.
And then Kevin Owens is like
It
laying there.
was the
Fuck, I'm
last
supposed
man
to act like I'm
standing.
hurt.
It was the last man standing match. What do you
No, I know. I'm just cracking up because like Kevin Owens is laying there, like waiting for them to unlock the fucking key.
mean?
What a night. Well, listen, it was a good episode. Some stuff happened, but we are on the road to Extreme Rules. We have our new episode of Raw coming out this week, and a lot to unpack pretty soon with stuff, White Rabbit stuff, Dexter Lumis stuff. But yes, SmackDown's going to be good next week too. Roman returns. Brawling Brutes versus the Usos, Braun Strowman versus Otis. I'm sure there's gonna be more matches announced, obviously live at the show. But Carlos, thank you for joining me. Everyone, be safe. And yeah, that's all we have for today, right?
Yes, sir.
All right,
Peace out, guys.
peace out, everybody. Be safe. Bye.
See ya.